KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Lana Silk joins us, the president and CEO of Transform Iran. If you haven't yet, go by KLYT.fm in the Action Center. Actually, since the beginning of the conflict in Iran, we've put this ministry in the Action Center so you can keep up on the ministry that they are doing. But I do want to welcome Lana onto the broadcast. Lana, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure.
Hey, before we jump into current things, I did want to ask, because in our last conversation, we did bring up mom and dad. How are mom and dad?
They're doing very well, thank you. Yes, living their best life. It's so such a great example to me, watching them in the way that they thrive on being exactly where God has positioned them to be and never taking it for granted that God doesn't evolve in how he grows us and how he gives us new mandates and new opportunities to adventure with him. They're both still busy with the work of the kingdom and exactly where they need to be.
Well, and for those not familiar who may not have heard our last conversation, briefly, just, you know, a minute or so, remind people about, you know, this ministry dating back to even before 1979, but even, you know, somewhat the genesis and the work that was going on then and continues to go on.
Yes. Yeah. My parents have been serving the Lord their whole lives. My dad was saved at the age of 6. I believe my mom was 11 when she chose to follow Christ the first in her family. And they have been busy with active ministry right from then. My dad was preaching before he was a teenager. And so that took them right through to the revolution in 79 and a very different landscape for them suddenly where they were ministering. And then about 10 years after that, the Lord called them to leave the country to set up what became Transform Iran as a means to support and strengthen what would become a very persecuted church, but also, as we can see, a very fast-growing church. And they've been doing that for decades. And the last few years, they've been really praying and seeking the Lord on what the future of the ministry looks like and how do they position it for the long term. And it's been a whole series of events that led them to pass it on to me as the sort of the official leader. I use the word official because we very much are a family at Transform Iran, and there's a it's a team really that leads the ministry together. I have the responsibility of the title, but we have a whole group of people each running their own race and busy with the part that the Lord has given them. And my mom and dad are part of that. So my dad now oversees our churches globally, and my mom is responsible for our theology and curriculum alignment, and they are where they need to be and thriving in the Lord.
Well, it certainly is a family affair, both literally and spiritually, as the team continues to do great work. And I'm sure you must be encouraged in that. And although, you know, we mentioned Iran over the years, it's gone beyond the borders of Iran. You're welcome to touch on that in our conversation as much or as little as you'd like. I did want to connect with you because we hadn't spoken since the beginning of the conflict. And, you know, it's really easy for all of us, even those, you know, in the church, to get caught up in headlines and, who's doing what and what should or shouldn't be happening. But it's important, whether on an international scale like this, or, you know, often we talk local politics here, to keep the main thing, and that is reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and bringing relief where we can. Can you give us an update on the ministry? What's making your headlines?
Yeah, Steve, you summed it up so well. You know, keeping the main thing the main thing. I remember years ago learning about the principle of boundaries. You know, we use it in relationship counseling and living a healthy life. And there is an aspect of that really in our relationship with God as well, knowing which part is our responsibility and which part is his, and listening to Jesus's instruction to us about not worrying about tomorrow and knowing that he is in control. And really, that is something that we're having to apply in the context of Iran today, because You know, God loves Iran more than we do. He has wonderful plans and purposes for Iran, and he is very much still in charge and sitting firmly on his throne. And we have to remember those things as believers when the world around us is in chaos and the headlines would have us believe that there's only doom and disaster to come. You know, God is very much able to fulfill his part of this adventure, as it were, in this partnership to bring his purposes to prevail in Iran, to lead the people to himself, to restore the nation, to be glorified in this country. And he's given each of us a race to run. And for us to transform Iran, that is just keeping our heads down, mentoring the believers, discipling the converts, raising leaders, strengthening the church, resourcing them as they need, encouraging them, and knowing that God is very much able to finish what he started.
So let's speak directly to the KLYT listener that's hearing our conversation, and how, you know, whether it's fundraising for the radio station or talking to, you know, any other nonprofit, typically, you know, support comes in various ways. Obviously, you know, most nonprofits, including Transform Iran, I'm sure, I'm not on the website right now, but, you know, they have it's a nonprofit. So there's a place where you can click to support financially. But the other ways that I know, as someone who oversees a nonprofit organization, is those words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And maybe most importantly, coveting prayers of the saints for the ministry. But can you speak to any of that and calls to action for, you know, and when it comes to prayer, maybe specificity for how our listeners can be praying, but any or all of that you'd like to speak to?
Yes, definitely. We encourage people to support in three ways. The first priority is always prayer. We would much rather someone prays and walks with us than writes a blind check and walks away and forgets. You know, the relationship is so important. And we believe there is a blessing in that partnership for both people in that partnership. So we invite people to journey with us to learn what is happening. There's a lot of information on our website. They can sign up to a newsletter. It comes once a month, and there are specific points of prayer in there that will really help us. I talk about sort of rolling our spiritual sleeves up and really getting engaged in the fight. You know, we can pray many things that we know to be true. We can pray according to the Lord's Prayer, but there are details that we can discover when we walk with someone. You know, this person is sick. This new project has been launched. It needs support. We need protection against malware on this piece of software. That kind of thing. You know, you can really get involved, know what's happening, and then hear the updates and see how the Lord is answering those prayers. So that's the first. Pray with us. And then we encourage people to advocate with us for the people of Iran. We have social media accounts that you can follow, like, share, you know, all the usual things that helps raise awareness and it really encourage and strengthen and edify the American church, you know, to know what is really happening and to not be discouraged by the headlines, but to be encouraged by what God is doing and get involved in the ways that they can. And absolutely, we are a nonprofit. And just as you described, we rely on financial support. We're very grateful for it. And we welcome it as part of this whole package. So, you know, people who pray with us, who walk with us, and are willing to support us in that way, too. We're very grateful.
Okay, well, with the time we have left, I did want to give you a chance. Testimonials are so powerful. And I've mentioned often with other ministries and your ministry, I know there's so much happening in the Middle East, in Iran, Iraq, other places around the Middle East that... often we don't see happening in the United States. Spiritually, there's so much going on. Can you share with us maybe one example?
Yes. Yeah. The one that comes to my mind is one that I heard just in the last week or so. One of our a young Christian, new Christian, had contacted us saying that his wife was very sick and she was having an important operation, and he wanted us to pray for them. And of course, we'll always pray, but, you know, we're very careful to strengthen the church to grow and the Christians to grow in their own faith. And the advice is always, look, you can also pray. Let us give you some guidance on how you can pray. God can hear your prayers, and your prayers are powerful and active. And so engage. And that's what this young man did. He went to the hospital and he started marching up and down the corridor while his wife was having an operation, and praying that God would intervene and keep her safe and bring her through this critical medical issue that he had and heal her. And as he was doing it, just came to his mind, you know, Iranians are very descriptive communicators. He said, Lord, just flutter around that room like a butterfly and just fill that space with your presence. When she came out of the operation, and she was semi-conscious through it, so she had visibility as well, she said she could see a light flickering around the room exactly like a butterfly. And she had such a sense of God's presence in the room. And of course, she didn't know at that time that that's exactly what he had prayed for her. And the couple were so encouraged to recognize not only God's presence and his ability to heal her, which he did do, but also how beautifully and creatively he responded literally to the prayer of this young man. And then at the same time, there was another person in the hospital who wasn't a believer, who saw the presence this man was carrying, and he was holding onto a cross as he was praying. Bear in mind the dangers of that in Iran right now. And he approached him and asked him about the cross and the gospel and wanted to learn more, and actually wanted a cross for himself as he started to pursue Jesus in his own life. So God is doing some pretty cool things in Iran.
Very good. Well, listen, there's a deeper reason for the question I'm going to ask. On the homepage at transformiran.com, it's a beautiful picture. I mentioned it last time that we connected. And I love that you put that there because, well, I'll tell you why in a minute. But what city is that that's featured on the homepage?
That's Tehran, the capital. It's the iconic skyline, yeah.
Okay. The reason I mention it, those, you know, we mentioned connecting. With the listener, and we broadcast to most of New Mexico, and I would speak to those listening in Las Cruces, in Albuquerque, and maybe those even online listening in Alamogordo, these cities that are at the foot of beautiful mountains that God has created. And this is Tehran. This is home to many that are feeling the impact of those things that you're seeing in the headlines. You know, I almost want to say, but for the grace of God, they're Kauai. You know, we're so fortunate, and, you know, we just went through an election here in New Mexico and, you know, some people very pleased with the outcome, some people not, and it's, you know, that is on the forefront of many people's thoughts, but, as bad as many of us say things that are going in New Mexico, again, consider brothers and sisters and those who need to hear the gospel, what they're going through during this conflict in Iran. And it is someone's home. It is real. It's not just, you know, somewhere right now it'd be very difficult to go to. But boy, wouldn't it be great to see God do such a work in this country that not only people would receive his word and we'd see the kingdom grow, but it would be a country, again, open to more travel and people to go and really appreciate what they would find there. Before we put a bow on our conversation, I do want to throw it back to you, Lana, for any final words.
I want to encourage the listeners. God is doing a wonderful thing in Iran, and he is getting ready to show off his great power and glory. He's lining everything up, you know. I look at what happened in the Old Testament when he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and did so many miraculous things, and ultimately delivered his people and showed himself strong and mighty. And I believe that's going to happen in Iran. So keep praying in faith. And, you know, we're living in historic, exciting times. Be encouraged by what you're about to see.
All right, Lana, thanks so much again for your time. Open invite, obviously. We'd love to have you back on.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Steve.
And don't forget to go to klyt.fm, click on the Transform Iran a banner that you'll find there, and not only go to that homepage and take a look at that picture and really consider what I mentioned, you know, what's happening there and what could just as, you know, easily sometime maybe happen in our own home. Consider your support of Transform Iran, just don't hesitate to surf the website and find out much more about all that the ministry is doing. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.